Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
Good morning. I'm Christine Bellino. Rich Jones is on vacation alongside Benjamin Fritkus. This is Jacksonville's only all-news morning show, 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's news and talk. Continuing our coverage of You Decide 2024, we're joined now by Michelle Woodhouse. She's a Republican strategist, the self-described crunchy conservative. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning.
We have to say, not a surprise, correct, that President Biden is dropping out of the race?
No, not a surprise.
And I have to think that despite some opinions, that this is not really great news for the Republican Party, because some were saying that it would have been a slam dunk for Trump. Would you say that it is still a slam dunk for Trump?
No, I would say nothing is a slam dunk in politics at all. It's only July. We have to be, I think Republicans have to be looking very strategically at this race and continue to. I think right now, if you look at the current state of the two parties, it's an obvious choice for voters. You have Republicans who are unified. They have a cohesive ticket in Trump and Vance, and, you know, an extraordinary ticket, a young vice presidential candidate, a clear vision on taking on the economy, getting things back to how things were under the former Trump administration, closing the border, making our country safe again, coming out of a just such a strong convention. The Republican Party has the policy and vision that the American people are looking for. And the Democratic Party right now, even with Joe Biden deciding he's not going to run in November, not being a surprise to anyone, they're rearranging the chairs on the deck of the Titanic. It's what they continue to do. It's what they've been doing since the debate debacle. And Americans are smart. Voters are smart. They should ask themselves a really simple question. Are you better off today than you were under Donald Trump? And unless you're an illegal immigrant or a Hollywood elite, the answer is no.
And Michelle, so we heard a lot of rhetoric during the GOP convention, and you were there covering the GOP convention about now how this is a time for unity. So we're seeing, too, some calls for invoking the 25th Amendment. There were some calls prior to this happening, but now those calls are renewed again. Senator Rick Scott talking about that as well. Do you think that the calling of the invocation of the 25th Amendment is part of that unity?
Well, I think the calling for the 25th Amendment is a national security conversation, because Americans saw Joe Biden at that debate, and it was sad, and my heart broke for him. I mean, I was just sad for him. I don't support any of his policies, but I was sad to see him in that state. When you saw him come off of Air Force One after the COVID diagnosis, and he got about to the third step, deplaning, and seemed to be completely bewildered by where he was, completely lost. He is the sitting president of the United States, and he has decided not to run for re-election in November. This is really unprecedented, and it is announced to the American people, not by a recorded video, not through a press conference, not through any type of live statement of any sort. It is a letter that's dropped on Twitter. And so my question is, what's the state of the president right now? And if President Biden is stepping down as the November nominee for one of the two major parties because of cognitive decline and his inability to do the job, he can't stay in office now and do the job. I think his current cognitive decline presents a massive national security risk to our country, and Congress needs to decide, both Republican and Democrat, for the safety of the United States. Is the leader of the free world cognitively able to do the job? That's the question.
We had heard similar comments, if we go way back, and I'm not going to presume to state your age on the air because you and I are about the same place, but we heard these same things during the Reagan candidacy, and he was only 69 at the time. Difficult to believe that we're still discussing this, and President Biden is, in his 80s.
Right. Well, you know, President Biden, I think what we're seeing, if you compare President Biden and President Trump, it isn't age. You know, Biden is not making this decision because of age. Biden is making this decision because of his cognitive skills at this point. I mean, this is, you know, like anything, you know, I look at my father, who's older than both of them, and the man walks a mile every day and drives his 57 Chevy around town with his buddies and, you know, is on the roof blowing leaves. We all see this as people age. They're different. What you see with Joe Biden, what the American people saw, is a leader that lacks the skills and ability at this point to do the job and to protect his legacy, which seems to be the driving force for what he's doing. He should resign as president. Now, let's see if he does. Again, I think the question continues to be asked, why weren't the American people told this, looking Joe Biden in the eye? Why was it dropped on Twitter as a letter? It makes me question what kind of state he's in right now with COVID. And these are questions that just need to be answered. If we find out he's fine and people think it is determined that he has the skills and ability to carry this out until January, then so be it. But the American people have a right to an answer to those questions. And at the end of the day, I think what we know is it's going to come down to two issues, I think, for the American voter: the economy and the border. The Biden-Harris team has failed the American people on both of these fronts. Right there with your listeners in Florida, thank goodness for Ron DeSantis, your governor, amazing governor, starting to load up planes and buses and shipping illegal immigrants up to Martha's Vineyard and to sanctuary states and cities to let them know what was happening with this wide open border crisis. Kamala Harris was the border czar. Joe Biden put her in charge of the border, and 12 million illegals have invaded our country. We have no idea where they are or what they are doing. And policy upon policy, this administration has failed the American people, and the American people know it's time to make a change.
Michelle, parting question. Who would be the, from the GOP standpoint, the most challenging person for Kamala Harris to pick as her VP running mate, the most difficult person, the strongest candidate on the Democratic side that would be most difficult for the GOP to fight?
Well, you know, it's a great question, Christine. And again, I think it comes back to policy. Their policies are the ones that are failing the American people, driving up interest rates. We are seeing, again, a border crisis like we've never seen in American history, crime in our cities, just inflation, the border, right? So the policies, no matter who she picks, they support the policies and the agenda of this party. So I don't know if there would be, you know, anyone that I would look at and say, gosh, it's going to make things really challenging. One of the things that I think is going to be really interesting to watch between now and their convention is, do the Democrats really get behind Kamala Harris? Because they are a splintered party right now. And will she even be the one picking her vice presidential nominee? Because while you have the Black Congressional Caucus and the Clintons and Joe Biden supporting Kamala Harris, Barack Obama, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and Hakeem Jeffers, the four leaders of the Democratic Party, have yet to come out and give her their endorsement and support. So how does this play out? Who comes out of that August DNC in Chicago as the presidential nominee and the vice presidential nominee? Does Joe Biden stay in office even until then? There are so many questions, and while the Democratic Party is trying to figure out what they're doing, who they're running, what their message is, the Republican Party is getting to work with a great ticket ready to get America back on track, closing the border and getting the economy going.
Michelle, always a pleasure to speak with you, and we look forward to speaking with you more throughout this campaign season. Michelle Woodhouse, Republican strategist and the self-described crunchy conservative, right here on WOKV.